No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Good evening. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and all over the internet at cfrc.ca. It's 10 p.m. I'm your host, Grim, and I am here for the next 60 minutes. This program is called Working Knowledge, and we're broadcasting from Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario. So welcome near and far. Always urge you to check out the CFRC station website for all kinds of information about what's going on around town in terms of music and other events, and keeps you updated on all the program schedule here and the variety of shows. And of course, we always encourage you to, if you have an itch you want to scratch and think that, you know, learning a bit of radio or other media, news, programming, arts, etc., is something you want to explore, then you are more than welcome to come in and check us out and see what's available to you. We pretty much always need warm bodies here around the station. We do broadcast 365 24/7, so there's bound to be a time and a niche for you. A lot of different things to come your way tonight. Some experimental music towards the end of the evening, I believe, but we're going to start with from an album called Songs from the Gang, a celebration of Joel Plaskett. This is City in Color performing All the Way Down the Line.
Let's go all the way down the line. river, a vulture predisposed to eating off floors. No, wait, I take that back. I was more like an ocean stuck inside hospital corridors. My condition in general, despite what they say, improves. So I could care less on a night like this. I'm on the lookout for anything that moves, crimson tide. To breathe, I know how you blow bubbles. You can look at the world till you don't know what you've done. You can follow a salary to the bottom of the ocean. Is that yours? Throw it in the pot. I thought I was smart, I'm not. I thought I was sick and dying.
Blankets.
So that last piece was a track called Gumball Machine Weekend from an album They Know What Ghosts Know, and taken from 2009 by a Texas artist by the name of Yippa, and it first appeared on the Ninja Tune record label, and it's got that real Ninja Tune, if you're familiar with it all, Ninja Tune sort of down-tempo, trip-pop, hip-hop, experimental electronic music, so certainly something that appeals to me a great deal, as does the previous song. If regular listeners are out there, I have a real itch for glitchy electronic, and that was Fortet gave us Angel Echoes, but this one's a little special. That was a Caribou remix in there as well, but you'll definitely hear more Fortet on this program. I won't say tonight, but it'll be there. And then this set, we heard a bunch of Canadian material: Blue Hawaii, Ostra, Destroyer, and then we did begin that Joel Plaskett cover all the way down the line, courtesy of City and Color here on CFRC 101.9 FM. And I saw Joel Plaskett just a few weekends ago. He played the beer festival Back to the Farm. He was second last on, just before the Trues. Put on a great show, as always. He's always worth your investment to go and check him out whenever he blows through town. Just finished reading a book called Sonic Life. This is a memoir by Thurston Moore of experimental noise rock band Sonic Youth, another band that I have a great deal of time for, always have. And it's a decent memoir, but good Lord, is it big. It's almost 500 pages and didn't really need to be that long. It's more of a description of Thurston's time with experimental and alternative music, which in itself is interesting, and just to see how did he become who he is. And he, you know, moved to New York in the late 70s, so it was very much ground zero of all of the early experimental noise and, of course, alternative and indie and punk and hardcore and all those other things that came out of it. And so it's interesting for that. But it does become a bit of a, and then I saw this band, and then I met this band, and then I saw this gig, and went to this poetry reading, and less so what I was looking for is like, tell me how you came to be you, and how did you and the band create the music that is Sonic Youth? And there's a bit of that, of course, in 500 pages, you're going to get a bit of that, but it's not as fleshed out as I would have wanted. And, you know, if you're a fan of Sonic Youth, it's an interesting read. It's still very much his voice. The other members of the band, and certainly Kim Gordon, his then wife and then ex-wife, they don't contribute anything to the narrative. It's very much from Thurston's perspective and Thurston's voice and Thurston's memories, which is, again, it's his autobiography. It's his memoir. It's more of a memoir than an autobiography. But I wish it could have dug deeper into how did you do the things you did and the contributions of the other members of the band. And really, hearing from them would have been much more rich, enriching to the book. But, you know, if you're a fan of Sonic Youth, if you're curious, there you go. But I would absolutely recommend Kim Gordon's biography of hers, which came out prior to Thurston's and after they'd split. It comes off as much more interesting, and she is much more interesting in terms of her approach to art, and she's very interested in the visual arts. Experimental art. So it's an interesting counterpoint to what Thurston eventually put out. But we'll hear from some Sonic Youth later on. I think we have some time. But first, I do want to play, because as I was reading it, I kept thinking of LCD Sound System and the song "Losing My Edge." So this is going to go out to all of us, you know, music fans, music collectors of a certain age, This is for us.
Detroit techno hit, 1985 86, 87. I heard that you have a CD compilation of every good 60s cut and another box set from the 70s. I hear you're buying a synthesizer and an arpeggiator and throwing your computer out the window because you want to make something real. You want to make a Yaz record. I hear that you and your band have sold your guitars and bought turntables. I hear that you and your band have sold your turntables and bought guitars. I hear everybody that you know is more relevant than everybody that I know.
Thank you. Oh,
little Sonic Youth to end the show off. That's Disconnection Notice from their 2002 release called Murray Street. My name is Grim. This has been A Working Knowledge. I'm here every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. Thanks for checking me out. Thanks for checking CFRC out, because this is CFRC 101.9 FM and everywhere, all over the place, all at once at CFRC.ca. So thanks very much for listening, for checking us out, and for keep listening. Perhaps I'll see you at some gigs in the weeks to come. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Have a good evening. Cheers.
Living in a charming older house near Queen's Campus? Great digs. But here's something to consider. Lead in your drinking water. Utilities Kingston ensures water is lead-free when it leaves treatment plants. But older pipes, especially before 1950, can leach lead. Want a peace of mind? Volunteer to get your water tested for free. Call us at 613-546-1181 or visit our website at utilitieskingston.com/water/lead testing.
Tune in Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pickles, leave a message.
Let's have a kiki. Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Hi, follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down